don't think men like women anymore. I don't think that men desire us women anymore, us real women. I don't think that they, I don't think that they value us like they used to.
All right, guys, go and check out this compilation video. Here we go.
So, just have a question. It's for women and men. Doesn't matter. So, I just finished having dinner. I took myself to Applebee's. Just something simple. I dropped my son off at work, and I don't have to pick him up till like midnight. So, I was just like, I just get something to eat and go home. And so, I'm sitting there. I sat at the bar. And I had my little earbuds on, watching my movie while I'm eating. And so when I was done, I got the bill. And, you know, I'm just looking around my surroundings. I look to the left. I see a black man with a white woman. I look to the right. I see a black man with a white woman. What do I see? What do I notice all at the bar? Single black women. So it got me to thinking. And don't get me wrong, I don't have an issue with interracial dating. I don't. That's not what this is about. I believe wherever you find love, that's where you find love. If it's no matter what nationality, ethnicity, race, whatever, if that's where you find love, then that's where you find love. But I'm just wondering, have black men like totally given up on black women?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Okay, let me know what you guys think about that. I mean, listen, if you ask 10 black men, if you found a black woman that was fit, feminine, and friendly, okay, she wasn't going to wake up one day and take 50% of your stuff, okay, the ratchiness, the, you know, degrees, diploma, okay, try to throw her diploma in your face, okay, she understood her role in the relationship, she understood you are the head of the household, you know, fit, feminine, and friendly, okay, no sort of, okay, hookah and crab leg type behavior. Yeah, would you be interested in that? Would that be appealing to you? I guarantee more often than not, okay, majority of black men would say, yeah, that does sound kind of interesting, right? I'm just saying. But what we get is a lot of these black chicks nowadays are competing with black men, okay? They feel that they're just simply better than black men, and they want to throw their degrees and diplomas in our faces. Okay, that's just the reality of the situation. Okay, masculine type women are saying that they don't need a man and demonizing black men. Okay, if you're gonna demonize black men for decades, black men are gonna say, you know what? No problem. We are going to go where we are appreciated and celebrated. That's just the reality of the situation. Okay, a black man is more likely to date outside his race in comparison to a black woman. Okay, some studies suggest that it's even double the amount of in comparison to a black woman. I'm just saying. Okay, so black men are more likely to date outside their race in comparison to a black woman. Black women are less likely to date outside their race. Okay, 1 in 4 black women are getting married today. Okay, plus you got to add in the filters of their preferences, height, how much money he makes. Yeah, the pool of black men start to shrink. It's not the fact that there's no good black men out here or black men are in jail or this, that, and the third. No, no, no. It's the fact that you're literally pushing black men away, okay? Black men are the best option that you have from a preference perspective to get married, okay? That's just the reality of the situation. Now, of course, there's going to be people in the comment section that are going to say they know a friend of a friend that dates outside the race, she's a black woman, this, that, and the third. No, we're not talking about that, okay? We're looking at the numbers. We're looking at the majority of black women, okay? Majority of black women do not date outside the race in comparison to a black man, okay? A black man, if push comes to shove, would have no issues dating outside his race and choosing peace. And the moment as a black man you date outside your race, yeah, then they want to question you. Okay, why are you dating a Becky? Why are you dating a Mayling? Why are you over there? Really? Really? Okay, if those same black men were single, just walking down the street or at the mall, I guarantee no black women would approach him.
I've been married.
Yeah.
And a quote-unquote housewife, mm-hmm, where he did everything financially. Yeah. I hated that shit.
Why?
Because I'm not a... Not saying that I'm not going to clean and cook, but that's not what the fuck I want to do. Like, that's not what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you at home and staying at home with the kids, that's what makes you happy, then all for it. But me, no, I want to go out there. I want to work. I want to hustle. I want to see how much, you know, I can bring in. Let me see. If my make $200K a year, I want to match. Mm-hmm. Like, you mm-hmm. gotta meet me. Like, let me come where you at, or bring me to where you're at.
Absolutely crazy. Let me know what you guys think about this. Okay, first glance, you might look at this and be like, okay, wait a minute. Okay, maybe just maybe she wants to add some value to the household. You know, she wants to pull in some income. Okay, two incomes is better than one. It's like, no. Okay, 9 out of 10 times, that's not the case. They want to spend your money and they want to save their money. Okay, the itch to be a boss babe, okay, a queen. Yeah, they want to be happy, okay, according to her. When in reality, when you're looking at a marriage, okay, marriage is not about happiness. Okay, once you have kids, you say I do, okay, you say your vows, okay, it's about the duty and the responsibility of the marriage. Okay, it's not about your own independent happiness. Okay, so this is quite scary, to say the least, because, you know, hey, the gentleman in this situation is probably working himself to the bone and gristle. Okay, he probably thinks that he's doing all the right things, and then he gets slapped with reality because she wakes up one day and says, nah, I don't want to do this. And that's why it's very important, or even to consider, okay, to the guys that value relationships and marriages, to consider premarital counseling, okay, to talk to an elder, a pastor, to get a fresh set of eyes on your relationship, okay, somebody that you can trust, you respect, to, you know, add some insight as to, is this a good fit? Okay, maybe talk to a lawyer, get a prenup, okay, protect yourself, not in a malicious or malice way, but, you know, just to kind of protect yourself and to get some counsel as to, are you making the right decision? Okay, because you don't want to be in a situation where 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years from now, she wakes up and says, nah, I don't want to do this, right? How many times have we seen women on TikTok and on these podcasts talking about, you know, they don't feel happy. It's about their happiness. They want to, you know, be in a situation where they're not restricted or confined to, you know, being a housewife or being in that family dynamic. Okay, they will literally throw away a whole family to pursue self-happiness.
So when are Black women gonna hold ourselves accountable for the disgustingness that is coming out of the neighborhood, the disgustingness that we're raising? These children have no respect, they have no morals, no values, and quite frankly, the women don't either. You know, they don't respect the men that they're having these children with, and then they're having children by the same men. So, meaning they have a baby with a man that has two baby moms already. It's disgusting behavior, and they're not able to properly watch their children because they're so focused and on all these external things. They're focused on this celebrity culture, and they're focused on getting a Louis bag and going outside and party, but they're not focusing on making sure that their children can read. So Black women definitely need to take some accountability with what's going on in the Black community. And I understand that Black men are not in the homes either, but Black women won't allow them to be. Black women are not agreeable. Black women don't like to listen. Black women are masculine. These are the problems that we're having in our community, and Black women must take accountability. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just think that this is just a circular conversation. Although there's so much information, data, stats out there, time and time again, okay, some of these modern women make the same mistake over and over and over. Okay, and then they want you to be the cleanup guy to clean up the situation. And if you don't, then you're not a real man. Okay, which is truly, truly fascinating. You know, as a man, you know, to the ones that still value relationships and marriages, you want to connect with like-minded women. Okay, you don't want to convert water into wine. you know, try to get somebody up to speed with how you're thinking and the program and things that you want to articulate when it comes to your relationship or marriage. Okay, you want to connect with a woman that understands what's going on. Okay, she understands the role as a woman. She understands the role as a man. Okay, how is her, you know, relationship with finance? Okay, is she making sound decisions? Okay, these are the things that you got to take into consideration versus trying to fix everybody. Unfortunately, for one person, it's a losing battle. Okay, each person, man and woman, has to take individual personal accountability in order for us to get anywhere.
39, I had not been on one date in 2 years. Then I invested $10,000 into my dating coach. Shout out to Anwar White. I met my fiance a year ago. He proposed 2 months ago. And now we're getting married in 5 months. So I'm going to finish telling you the iconic engagement story. After that, I'm going to use this page to help you become the CEO of your love life. But first, let's talk investments. People will spend $20,000 on Dr. Miami, $100,000 on higher education, but there are some people in my comments literally cringing at the idea of investing their money and protecting their hearts and their future love lives. So I know the cost. I literally wasted 13 years of my youth on a man because I was not educated on how to date, how to choose wisely, how to pick with intention and clarity. And that comes with consequences. Having children with someone who doesn't show up, wasting years in a low vibrational relationship, letting your emotions allow you to crash out and lead you away from your purpose, being Delulu about the red flag. So as a CEO of a seven-figure content studio, I'm now the CEO of my love life. And I lead my love life with wisdom. Your literal life depends on who you choose. So I encourage you to choose wisely.
I mean, listen, $10,000 is a lot of money, okay? $10,000 is $10,000, okay? No matter how you want to slice it. But, you know, for me personally, I do believe in coaching, okay? I do believe in, having a problem that you're trying to resolve, okay? You're trying to fix. And if you have or know somebody that has the answer to resolving your problem, okay, instead of, you know, wasting a whole bunch of time trying to figure things out, you know, hey, maybe a coach might be in her best interest, okay? According to her, it seems like it's working out because she's now getting the results that she needs, okay? I think the bottom line is just moving with intention, okay? If you're hiring a coach or looking at yourself in the mirror, really doing some self-reflecting, writing down the things that you need to work on, finding a strategic plan on how you're going to execute and remedy some of the things that you need to fix. Yeah, however that looks like to you in regards to self-improvement, do it. Some people would say that it's worth it. Some people wouldn't. Let me know what you guys think.
I don't think men like women anymore. I don't think that men desire us women anymore, us real women. I don't think that they value us like they used to. Men aren't really putting out effort. They're not putting out any type of effort like they used to. Taking a girl on a date becomes an issue. You know, spending money on a woman is an issue. You should have your own money as a woman. Going out to do something fun is an issue. Why don't you just come over to the house and we could do something in the house? I don't know. Maybe I could. It's because I'm from New York. But I see women all over the globe complain about what's happening with men nowadays. Is it women that's not making themselves desirable anymore? Because there are beautiful women out here. Beautiful women, ambitious women, caring women, nurturing women who are outside looking for love. And men that just can't keep up with that. Like, they're not communicating with them. They're not willing to hang out and do fun things. What happens to the fun in life? What happened to life being exciting and fun and, you know, going out and discovering the world? What are y'all doing? What are y'all men doing? Other than that, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Like, what are all y'all men doing? What are y'all doing? If it has nothing to do with a woman, what are y'all doing? Are y'all working? Because we're working too. Women are also working.
and we still can do things. We still can go on vacations. We can still go out to eat. Why are us women going on vacations with our friends? We're going on vacations with our friends. We're going out to eat with our friends. We're going to do fun things outside with our friends. We're celebrating birthdays with our friends. Where are y'all? What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Where are you guys? Where are you? Where do you guys exist?
Wow. Okay, I could imagine the comments coming in for this particular portion of the video. And, you know, hey, okay, I want to hear from you guys and let me know what you guys think in regards to what she had to say. I mean, hey, she did pose a question after all. Now, I do want to take a look at the comment section of the original video because, you know, men were letting her know what the deal is. Let's take a look. All right, so first commenter says, peace is my priority. All right, so next commenter says, we are working on ourselves, saving and investing our money and preserving our peace. All right, so next commenter says, why would we put out any effort? Show us why. All right, so next commenter says, women are boring and irritating like this video. I mean, hey, men have spoken. Okay, it is what it is. Okay, it boils down to peace. Okay, more and more men are just simply valuing their peace and understanding their worth. Okay, they're simply doing things that they want to do, hobbies, interests, so on and so forth. And yeah, it's just not worth dealing with a self-entitled chick that is going to disrupt your peace. Okay, gimme, gimme, take mentality. And what's the point? Okay, if I'm not really getting much in return and I'm, you know, pumping all this money, time and energy into a situation where there's no real reciprocity, yeah, you got to really ask yourself, is it worth it? Okay, is the juice worth the squeeze?